got no hope. I got no clothes. I got no house. I got no choice.
Like marketing or podcast interview, etc. Contact Grind Mogul at area code 731-300-1094.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hub City Street Life, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the gritty streets and untold stories of urban living. The show host, Grind Mogul, and he's going to bring you the real, raw, and unfiltered experiences of those living in the inner city. From the struggles of poverty and crime to the triumphs of hard work and determination, we'll explore it all. So sit back, relax, and let's dive deep into the heart of the streets with Hub City Street Life.
What a world. This is Grime Mogul, host of Hub City Street Life Podcast. I will be bringing you the most current news and events going on in Jackson, Tennessee. Tap in now.
In the heart of concrete jungles, voices rise, ghetto poetry, a fervent and raw reprise. Words, like flames, ignite the night sky, tales of struggle, dreams that never die. From the alleyways to the neon-lit streets, ghetto poets spin their tales, their heartbeats. In verses and lines, they paint a vivid scene, a world of pain and hope, a life unseen. Amidst the hardships, they find their rhyme, stitching together fragments of shattered time. Each word a protest, each line a revolution, ghetto poetry a mirror, a fearless institution. From rusted fire escapes to corner stoops, they gather to share stories, truths, and loops. The rhythm of the streets finds its way into stanzas of life's night and day. They speak of resilience, the human spirit's grace. In the face of adversity, they find their place. Ghetto poetry, a beacon of light, guiding souls through the darkest night. With ink-stained fingers and hearts afire, they pour their souls onto pages, higher and higher. Their narratives resonate, a powerful chord, a symphony of emotions, dreams untoward. From shattered glass to shattered dreams, ghetto poets weave tales, regardless of themes. They elevate pain to an art form divine, turning hardship into verses that shine. The alleys are their canvas, the city their stage, each word an act of defiance, a turning page. Ghetto poetry, a chorus of the unheard, with every line, their stories are stirred. In the midst of adversity, they find their power, in the darkest of hours, their words tower. They transform despair into sparks of light, ghetto poets, warriors in the fight. Beneath the surface of stereotypes and lies, ghetto poetry's truth emerges, it never denies. A window into lives that many overlook, a testament to the strength it took. Through verses, they confront social ills, a voice for the voiceless, a legacy that instills hope and courage, resilience anew. Ghetto poetry, a tribute to the few. So let their words echo through the streets, from the alleys to where city life meets. Ghetto poetry, a testament to the human soul, in each verse, a story, a journey, a goal. In a world often divided by lines and greed, ghetto poets unite, plant the seed of understanding, compassion, and change, in their poetry, a universe they arrange. A thousand voices in harmony, they sing, of hope, love, struggle, and everything. Ghetto poetry, a tapestry of life untamed, in every line, their spirit is framed. So let the world listen to their tale, ghetto poetry's power will never pale. A symphony of voices, each poet's song, in their verses, the forgotten belong.
It's Hub City Street Life Podcast, hosted by Grime Mogul.
Hub City Street Life.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Regina Brown, Hub City Street Life podcast news reporter. I will be bringing you the latest updates on what's going on in Jackson, Tennessee. Ranging from current news, local activities, business spotlight, weather, and music and fashion trends. So stay tuned and follow and subscribe to Hub City Street Life podcast on all social media sites.
Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts. I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes, so she hugged me tightly and said, I do. Why did the scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. I asked the doctor if I could have a little more time to live. He said, sorry, but it's just a matter of days. I replied, perfect. I only need it for the weekend.
There was a charismatic preacher named Pastor Banks. To the outside world, he appeared to be a pillar of the community, leading his congregation with passion and conviction. However, beneath his pious facade, Pastor Banks harbored a web of deceit and shady activities. Behind the closed doors of the church, Pastor Banks orchestrated a clandestine operation. He used the church as a stash spot for both money and drugs, providing a convenient hub for the neighborhood thugs. Unbeknownst to the trusting congregation, the church became a hub for illicit activities that flourished under the guise of spirituality. Pastor Banks had a peculiar knack for finessing the vulnerable women of his flock. His charming demeanor and persuasive words created a manipulative spell, drawing the unsuspecting women closer to him. One of his favorite targets was the 19-year-old daughter of the church's talented piano player. The young girl, innocent and full of dreams, fell under the preacher's spell. Pastor Banks exploited her naivety and impregnated her, leaving her to grapple with the consequences of his deceitful actions. Despite the supposed holiness he preached from the pulpit, Pastor Banks had his vices. Alcohol consumed him, and every Sunday morning before the church service began, the smell of liquor clung to him like a shroud. It became a recurring ritual, a secret struggle that further tainted his already tarnished soul. As the years went by, the web of deception grew thicker, and the weight of Pastor Banks' sins became increasingly burdensome. The facade he had carefully constructed was beginning to crumble, and whispers of his questionable behavior began circulating through the community. People started to question the preacher they had once revered. Eventually, the truth began to unravel, casting a dark shadow over the once vibrant congregation. Members of the church discovered Pastor Banks' illicit activities, his bad checks, the drug dealings, and the shattered lives he had left in his wake. The shock and disappointment rippled through the community, leaving behind a trail of broken trust. With the truth exposed, the once trusted preacher's reign came to an abrupt end. The church community rallied together, supporting those who had been victimized and seeking justice for the crimes committed. Legal authorities stepped in, and Pastor Banks faced the consequences of his actions. As Oakwood recovered from the turmoil caused by Pastor Banks, the congregation found solace in each other and in rebuilding their faith. They vowed to never let their trust be so easily manipulated again and selected a new preacher, one whose integrity shone brightly as a guiding light for their community. The tale of Pastor Banks served as a stark reminder that even those who profess holiness can harbor darkness within. It taught the town of Oakwood the importance of discernment, accountability, and the resilience of the human spirit. From the ashes of betrayal, they emerged stronger, united in their shared purpose to protect and uplift one another in the pursuit of true spirituality.
You'll now reach the end of Hub City Streetlight Podcast, hosted by Grind Mogul.